Steve Roberts, starting off with a little bit of good news on the call.
Weather has been cooperating with us, and the cooler temperatures and lower winds are allowing us to get more handle on some of these fires, putting crews into some of these areas that were too dangerous and high risk before. So we continue to make progress on each of the fires of note.
He's with the Saskatchewan Public Safety Agency. In fact, the weather has been so good, the fire ban is being revised.
All areas north of the Churchill River that have received significant rain will be removed from the fire ban. For the area in south of the Churchill and the provincial forest, we will continue to monitor that and we will make amendments to that as the weather improves.
Roberts agrees now that things have turned for the battle against fires.
As far as we are now able to address these fires directly rather than indirectly, our tactics have switched from aerial suppression to try and hold these fires to actual direct attack on the ground with firefighters to start securing these lines. As long as that situation stays the same, we will continue to make that progress. These fires are going to remain on the landscape for the rest of the season in many cases to some extent. So they will be constantly monitored. They will flare up at times. There will be areas we may get some small excursions. But what we were experiencing even as short as a week ago is greatly diminished. Even the fact that a couple days of reprieve have allowed us to make some operationally significant gains on some of these fires. And you're starting to see that now as people talk about repatriation.
As far as continuing the work to deal with these fires, he says the biggest challenges is that they're big and it takes a lot of effort to deal with them.
We're talking hundreds of kilometers of fire line. If you take all of these fires combined and you look at all the edges, there's a lot of ground to cover. So again, between heavy equipment and ground, it's a huge logistical issue to put people in the right place. It is why we're bringing in more crews. It's why you will see more Type 3 firefighters added. And you consider the equipment support, the housing support, all the logistics of having them out there on these significant fires on the landscape, you know, pumps and hose and tools. So it is a large endeavor, regardless of how you look at it.
And Roberts is sending a thank you to the partners who have come to help and fight the fires. There are more who arrived from Washington and Colorado. I'm Jillian Massey.